All right, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Mia and
Alexia
and
Nicola
and
Megan
and
Charlie.
And you are listening to Matter of Fact on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, how are we today?
Epically epic epicness.
I agree. What about you guys?
Good. I'm happy to be back.
I know. It's so great to have you back, Nicola.
Wow, you've been gone for so long.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, Nicola. How long has it been since you've been on?
Was it the summer?
Was it? Was it the last show?
No, you were here like two shows ago, were you not?
Oh, no. You know what? You were on not the last show.
But the one before.
Not the one where I wasn't here.
But the one before. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, can't describe it,
but I know what you're
I don't remember the theme. What was the theme? Because I know you've been calling in a lot, too.
True. I get FOMO.
It's okay.
I listen to all my friends hanging out, and I'm like, I wish I was there, too.
Yeah. Well, now you're back.
We need like open call auditions for guests to come on the show. If you guys think you're worthy enough to be a guest,
text us.
Are we not good enough?
Let
us
know.
No. Yes. Yes.
We need more guests.
No. We love you guys. We love you guys. Okay. Well, we are, as always, going to have a theme for our show today. So, try to guess the theme. This one's a little bit.
This one, I feel like,
it's a little bit obscure, but if you know about it enough, we can't even specify about it.
Yes. I think our conversations will veer us towards a theme rather than the songs themselves.
Yeah. But I think if you get it a little bit,
then you know.
If you know, you know. And also, if you are interested in calling us during our talk breaks, call in to 855-915-9635.
Talking to you, Roland.
855-915-9635. Anyways, here we go to our new, not to our new song, but to this song that we're listening to currently, Duvet by Boa. And next up, we got I Can't Handle Change. See you guys at the next talk break.
Bye.
Seem the
And we're back.
We are back.
We are back.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to put out there really quick that I lost my my ID and my credit card. So if anybody happens to find my ID or my credit card, please report back to me. That would be really, really much, very much appreciated. Much love.
And as a reward, you can have a 24-hour spending spree with Mia's card.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the agreement.
Yeah. And you can be a guest on the radio. And you can also get high fives.
And you can also open a credit card.
No, Charlie. No. Because I know that you'll spend it all.
Megan wanted to talk about something.
No.
Not yet?
No, not ever.
Why?
Why not ever?
What do we? Why don't we talk about what we planned on talking about? No. Don't give me that look.
Okay.
They're giving me the death stare.
Oh, okay. My sister's asking me how I lost my ID and my credit card. Eva, I don't know.
It just disappeared.
I never lose my things. I have never lost something of this grave importance.
I have never lost something.
I haven't, but you know what? It's got to happen at some point. And it happened yesterday, so it's fine. It replaced everything.
It happens. All replaceable.
Okay, what was Alexia saying?
Oh, okay, I can talk about this. So I've had a lot of encounters, like, throughout my time in college where I follow a lot of people from school. So I like a lot of memes.
Right.
On Instagram.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, an absurd amount of memes. So people will come up to me at, like, functions and parties and be like, "Are you Alex?"
Because, like, Alexia's Instagram
close
is
enough. Yeah, why? And
Alex,
they're like, I see you liking all the memes that I like, and then my friends send me those memes, and they're always good memes, and I'm flattered every time.
Right.
So people know me from my Instagram. A lot of people on this campus strictly know me from my internet presence and, like, the things that Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting the way that, like, their only perception of me is that I like memes.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean,
you're also making a lot of meme references all the time.
This is true.
Too. So,
would you say
memes are a core part of your identity?
Yeah,
say,
it is.
Right?
I think it's, like, definitely influenced, like, a lot of my personality.
Yeah.
Do you wish it was less, or are you, like, content with the amount of, like, personality that your memes are in your life?
I guess it's limiting when you meet people that didn't grow up on the internet and, like, didn't grow up with, like, the same internet presence and, like, don't understand half the things that I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it's really awesome when I meet a person with the exact same internet presence as I did, because, like, growing up, I didn't really, like, I had a lot of trouble making friends. So, like, a lot of the time I was, like, making internet friends.
Yeah, like, when I met you, I was really astounded by how much you know about the internet and meme
impressed
culture, etc. No, and I guess you've been exposing me to it, but I never grew up on that. I never grew up on YouTube. I didn't watch you. I think I watched Cody Ko.
Yeah,
a couple times.
Yeah, I grew
times,
up with, like,
it.
Nugget Noelle. And a Biscuit and Smosh and Jenna Marbles. And
Jenna
the first
Marbles.
Ever YouTube video ever was this guy going to the zoo, like me at the zoo or something like that. And Charlie's pretty close. Like, he knows a lot about what I reference. But I think I reference it more than, and he just, like, kind of knows it.
All right, I have a follow-up question.
I feel like I'm kind of past the time in my life where I'm, like, absurdly on the internet and, like, that's who I am, but, like, I still speak the language.
I'm not even on it that much anymore. Like, I have a lot, like, I am.
Everyone drop your screen time right now.
No,
yeah. Thank you.
Alexia, do you feel like when you meet these people at functions that are like, "Hey, I saw that you like this meme," do you have, like, more in-depth conversations after, or is it just about
memes?
Yeah,
or is it just about memes?
I mean,
do they evolve?
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, I think I can make friends based off of it pretty easily because, like, we have a common interest, and, like, that's a good way for me to make conversation with people. But other things that are, like, really interesting are the way that just, like, people, they only know me from that. And, like, every single meme that I've ever liked rushes through my brain, and I'm like, what did they see that I liked?
Yeah, I would overthink so much about
yeah.
that.
It's like a cow getting vaporized,
know.
And it's like, oh, that's, like, what
oh,
you know me
Jesus.
From. That's great.
Yeah, Yeah, that is very fun. You sent a couple to our group chat last night.
We cannot talk about those at all.
Did you like those?
Yeah. Oh my exact situation.
What?
Of like people like being like, oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. So for our next song, Charlie is going to play. Right. He is going to play a vinyl that he brought from our home for our next song, which is 3 Telegraph Avenue by Childish Gambino. And then after that, we got If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know by the 1975 Nicholas pick for tonight. See you guys the next talk break.
See ya.
Bye.
LA, it's your girl, Yessie Ortiz. Got some brand new music. I need you to turn it up and let me know what you think. It's Lloyd called Oakland on Power 106.
I was making Japanese and she's watching DVDs. In Oakland. Now I'm driving up the 5 and she waits till I arrive. In Oakland. With everything that I wanted, only got a drive for the moment. You know I get when I'm lonely, and I think about you in a moment. But everything you do is so Oakland, so Oakland. Foot
on the gas, I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go before I get to the baby. That's a problem, cause I'm way too scared to call, and you might get me to stay night. Everything you won't say, you tweet it. And a nigga don't like that shit at all. So treat it. Can we just roll with the feeling? Can we just roll for a minute? Wait a minute. Foot on the gas, I'm just trying to pass all the red lights and the stop signs. I'm ready to go, but I'm really not ready, girl, that's a problem. Cause I'm way too scared to fall, and I know you choose to stay now. All the girlfriends saying, here we go again. Rich kid, but he act like a gentleman. Last one didn't end like it should've been. 2 dates and he still wanna get it in. And they saying it's because of the internet. Try once and it's on to the next chick. X or the old face on your exes, right? And we can do the same thing if you wanna have at it. When your thoughts can't breathe and you're thinking asthmatic, and you wanna be a mom, and I wasn't mad at it. I was thinking about me, I'll be really bad at it, cause I'm thinking about me. Weeks in Dubai, 4th of July, house in Kauai, yeah, we can try. So let's try.
I took off my 9 to 5, but you still don't have the time to kiss me. Just hit me. And if I left you all alone, would you still pick up the phone? It's iffy.
I got furniture to move and we'll both be 30 soon. In Oakland, the only one I know is you. So the fuck I'm supposed to do in Oakland.
Thank you.
All right, Nicola, I think it's about that time.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So, if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Nicola, for reading.
Thank you, Nicola, so much.
Our PSA for today.
This is my favorite part of every today. Episode.
When you read the PSAs, or when the PSAs are read.
Yes.
How come?
People are the.
Sorry, there's something going on outside.
That was gross. Something gross is going on outside. I feel like people are more intentional with the way they speak, so it's the closest to ASMR that this freeform radio gets.
PSAs?
To. Yeah.
Mm. That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing over here? Thank you, Charlie. Well, we just listened to If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know by the 1975. Currently, we are listening to an instrumental version of The Less I Know, The Better by, you know, the...
You know.
Tame Impala. Like, but it's by Tame Impala. And then next up, we're also going to talk over Ghost by Machine Girl. And then I'll introduce the rest of the songs after. What are you guys thinking about right now? What are you guys thinking about right now that you guys are giggling and having your own conversation over there?
Sound effects.
What's 9 plus 10? We've been wanting a soundboard for the radio for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
We got it.
Yeah. Well, we need a real...
I know.
Well, you need a real one.
Oh.
Yeah. Tipo un A o en
O. I was going to say
conversation. I'm down for a real conversation, too.
I'll make it happen if we get the money.
Charlie and I can make our own soundboard on the computer and plug my computer in to the aux so that we can have a soundboard that's also going at the same time.
Well, I just wanted to say 23 listeners.
Oh my
God. You guys.
Which is pretty awesome. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Yeah, the volume. No, the levels are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear myself.
But 23 listeners, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Again, if you're interested in calling in, call in at 855-915-9636. Once again, 855-915-9636. Thank you, Alexia.
I feel like if you got that for real, you would abuse it.
You would.
I am abusing it.
Yeah. It needs to be. Today is a trial run with the soundboard.
Well, okay, it's because Charlie and I are doing it
I think it needs to be. It definitely needs to be moderated.
People like in their car right now are
they're like jumping off the lawn. They're like, what's going on? Thank you, Charlie. Thank you for the boings, the bing boings.
Really good content.
See, this is why I miss one of the reasons why I miss Joe so much is because he does excellent boing sound effects.
Aww. I miss Joe.
Well, actually, if you stay,
we'll be hearing from him.
Yeah, later. If you stick around till Charlie's hour of the show, you will be hearing Joe's update.
Wait, who's Joe?
Joe Rosenberg.
Joe Mama.
Charlie. Come on, man.
Boo.
Come on, man.
Is there a boo sound effect?
Probably.
Wait, look for it. Look
Charlie's
for it.
Charlie's going to find it.
Charlie's going to find it. But in the meantime.
Boo. You guys, what do you guys want to talk about? You guys talk. I just talked.
We got a couple minutes to talk.
Yeah, I mean, on the topic of internet presence being people's first impression of you, there's like a small Tufts Twitter community. And mm-hmm. I've met people that follow me on Twitter mm-hmm. first. So
that's so funny.
It's weird because I will follow them back.
What's your Twitter?
It's.
Do you want to drop it on air right now?
Oh, it's at Nicola, but the I's are ones and the O's are zeros.
That is so cool.
It's really cool.
It's pretty swag.
So I wonder if my small Tufts Twitter universe has much overlap.
Oh my God, do we have moots? Do you know any of my
own mutuals?
Yeah. Tufts Flowetry, expose yourself. Who are you?
Who is Tufts Flowetry on Instagram?
Our mutuals are Mia and
my
ex.
Is... What?
Oh! Wait, what?
Oh!
I totally missed what just happened.
Mutual. Moots, apparently. Moots. That's
okay. Wait, follow me on Twitter, though.
At Nicola with the eyes replacing No, one's replacing the I's. And zero's replacing the O's. Yeah. But I don't know. I think it's a very niche community, isn't it, Nicola?
Yeah. Sadly, my circle is like a lot of CS students, so it's like kind of miserable. But like this summer, I met someone and we followed each other on Twitter for a couple months, and we were like, "Oh, hey, like, what's up? Love you, kisses."
Wow.
It was great. There was like no warm up needed.
That's pretty cool. I deleted Twitter.
I have it for like a day at a time, and I deleted it.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know.
I'm
I just
on
can't...
it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I'm not a Twitter.
Always
the only things I post really are my topsters for all my fellow Last FM Friday soldiers out there.
iPhoney. Remember iPhoney?
Well, it's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
I was never on iPhoney.
Guys, clear the pit.
clear the pit.
My best friend Izzy, all the way in Mississippi, is listening to us right now. What's up? What's up?
Thank you for listening and tuning in.
Yeah, I just had to say humongous hello.
Very awesome humongous to have Izzy.
Yes.
Izzy listening, tuning
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
To
Mississippi.
From all the way from Mississippi.
Yeah, pretty cool. Anyway.
What part of Mississippi?
So I'll get back to you.
a little bit of a dead silence right there.
This song is ending.
So I did want to introduce the next couple of songs that we got. We got Homage by Mild High Club, and then after that we got Nicola's choosing of the evening called Penthouse Cloud by the Internet. So we will see you guys or talk to you guys at the next talk break.
See ya.
Bye.
With me, 'cause you know I'm far away right now. bit to the moon last night. Little bit of, wait a little while. Left everything else behind. No plans of coming home. Father, who art in heaven, this is what you started. It's your creation. Is this what you wanted? What? Is this what you wanted? Rather watch the world burn down from a penthouse cloud. Real talk, but if this is what you want, I'll fight till the smoke fills skies. Make the days turn night, then what? Maybe when the world burns down and the clouds turn black and the sky turns white and the days turn night, it's a war outside, it's a war outside, it's a war outside. Or maybe we'll find paradise in the sky when we die.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Alex, you wanted to say something?
This song and another one later on in the playlist, fun fact, is from Lo-Fi Hip Hop Beats to Chill and Study To on YouTube. A very influential playlist.
Pretty awesome.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm. It's classic. Helped me survive a trip to Ireland along with One Young Gravy song. Those are the two things I had on my iTunes at the time.
Amazing.
Tompa Beats is really
that's incredible.
Young Gravy.
And that was because I watched Lo-Fi Hip Hop Beats to Study To. That's how I found this one. And then I liked that Young Gravy song because I saw Vine of some dude getting thrown out of a golf cart, and that song was in the background.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
Nicola, what are you
going
to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're like, what's some good internet drama? And this isn't like drama that was like two YouTubers, like this isn't like that James Charles type beef,
yeah,
but
no,
this is stuff that
missing.
This is stuff that only was possible or worthwhile because of the internet. So y'all remember Don't Worry Darling,
yeah,
when Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde started dating, and that
of
was
course.
Like the most interesting thing to happen. And there was all this stuff because it was like, wait a minute, Olivia Wilde, you are married. Daily Mail released this crazy interview with the housekeeper for Olivia Wilde's family.
Oh my gosh.
She told everything. But the funniest part was that there was one day when she was going to go see Harry Styles and her husband was like, please, please don't go. You've made the salad with your special salad dressing. I know what this means. And it was so heartbreaking that he literally lied down in front of her car to prevent her from driving over to Harry Styles' house with her special salad.
Okay. I say that I don't really follow internet drama surrounding celebrities, but oh my gosh.
I was reading this live. I saw the Daily Mail article and I read the whole thing so I could know exactly what was true.
That's beautiful.
It was hilarious.
It's honestly a really great way to keep up with current events. Like, people will like live tweet
things
that are
live
like
stream,
like political, that you can't get otherwise because the news outlets are like sometimes really biased. Yeah. And if you have live somebody like literally live streaming, posting videos, live tweeting things, you get like from the source.
Yeah. Also, there's a lot of good grassroots. Like, grassroots organization is so much easier with like internet forums and stuff.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, like being gay is so much easier because of the online community that you can have if you're not like ready to come out to people in your real life.
Bro, talk about Tumblr. Like, that's where I learned all about like gay rights and queer culture. Yeah, the bad, like, and the good.
Destiel, let's talk about it.
Bro, stop.
Wait, what is that?
It's a gay ship from the show Supernatural. Any super hulocks out there?
If there are, feel free to call in.
It's me, I'm calling
at 855-915-9636.
The call is coming from inside the house.
I loved Supernatural
much. Like Supernatural, oh my God, but I love Doctor Who, and Sherlock was pretty good.
I didn't watch Sherlock.
I had a lot of friends who watched Doctor Who in middle school, and they told me to get into it, and I just wasn't able to.
I really liked Doctor Who, but they took it off of Netflix, and I couldn't watch it anymore.
I have, like,
they take everything off Netflix. When The Office was removed from Netflix, that was horrible.
When The Office was removed from Netflix, that was justice. Terrible. That was feminism.
Now it's on Peacock. What?
Good. What? Sorry, good.
Excuse me, do we have an office hater here?
Yeah, it's me.
Why?
Because I don't like it when middle school boys think they're funny.
Nicola? Fine. The door.
This is an opinion I will defend with
my
life.
Itself, because that's very different.
That is a comfort show for me. Like,
that is a really big comfort show.
It's about the characters and their lives I'm into.
I was always a bigger fan of 30 Rock than The Office, because those were on at the same time, and I was always like, I'll watch 30 Rock.
Silence.
All right, guys.
We have to talk about the next
I am going to introduce the next songs. The next one we got is We Met on the Internet by Will Joseph Cook. Then we got Hey Kids by Molina and Late Verlaine. And then we got College by Phineas, which is Megan's pick for the evening.
Yep.
So, thank you, Megan.
Surprise, surprise.
So, we will talk to you at our final talk break. So, you guys better guess the theme.
And call in.
Peace out.
And my legs and my head and my chest, and I said that I'm okay. No more thoughts of regret, they are purely electrical signals, so I might flick the switch. Ooh, it's time to relax, have a snack and walk to the river. Notice how it
picture. Lights flashed and we kissed real slow. We used to say we were forever. That was forever ago. You took that picture back to college. How long was it on my own? Left me with letters and a promise. But I need a body, not a poem. Oh, what a shame. You can move across the country, but you can't move on. Got Twitter and your girls to think I'm wrong, but I've moved on.
This is the final topic
with
of the evening.
Final topic of the evening, which means that you still have like 2 minutes to call in.
Call in and guess the theme.
And guess the theme.
Sydney or Esperanza, I know you're listening.
At 855.
Call in.
Ready?
Rulin needs to call.
855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-9636. It would be fun if you guys can call in like the next minute and a half.
We can also take multiple calls and not reveal it until the end of the talk break.
Yeah.
Also, a quick shout out to my mom and my dad and Kelly and Gabe. I love you guys.
Shout out to the fam.
Shout out to my mom. She never listens, but she's out there.
Shout out.
She's living.
Shout out to my family too, who is also listening. I love you guys. Oh my god, we're getting a call. Oh my god, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Okay,
ready. How do I answer this? Wait.
You know how
ready?
To do it.
Yeah, I know. Oh my gosh. Is this a caller? Hello?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Esperanza. How are you doing? Hi. Esperanza's sick right now.
Oh no, sorry to hear that.
had to miss a cappella tonight.
No.
Terrible.
Rest in peace.
You want to give us a little taste of a cappella on the air or no?
I don't think it's possible right now.
Well,
thank you for asking.
Are you calling to guess the theme?
I've been texting Megan all night. Like, tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
Yeah, I don't.
She didn't give it away.
My lips are sealed.
Nope.
My guess is just going to be moving on. I don't know.
What is it?
Moving on.
Moving on. That's an interesting interpretation.
As a whole.
That is just completely wrong. I am not going to lie to you. But it's okay. You tried your best, and I appreciate you listening.
I mean, darn.
Did you just swear on air? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling. I'll see you very soon.
Bye.
We're still taking...
That was wrong!
We're still taking
calls.
Guesses.
We still have time for one more call. But... there's no call, we'll just reveal it in the next 45 seconds.
Yeah, but overall, I think this was a really successful show. We had about 25 listeners on average this show, which is really good for us.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping next week that we have a really great audience because it is our...
Yeah, we're just going to give it away. It's
our
Halloween
show.
So exciting.
Yeah.
Super, super exciting.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys want to hear anything specific in our conversations for next week. Perhaps maybe the history of Halloween.
The history and the culture behind
it. I feel like Charlie would know that. He'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
All right, if nobody's going to call.
If nobody's going to call, we have to. Ready, is...
Internet.
It was the internet, guys. Couldn't get that. It's fine. It's fine. But we are going to end the night with a banger.
Yes. This has been...
Mia and...
Alexia and...
Nicola.
And...
Megan.
And...
Charlie over there. And this has been Matter of Fact, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
See you next week. Same time.
Bye.
Same place.
Bye.
Bye.
Sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.